What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Healness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of said disorder. Said toxic people, toxic traits. We know everybody's not a narcissist, but we got a lot of toxic people out there, y'all. Today's episode is going to be about answering the question, if you think you are a narcissist, if you ask yourself, am I a narcissist, does that mean you're a narcissist? Or does that automatically disqualify you from being a narcissist? Because, you know, when people say that, well, that's one of the questions I see in my comment section all the times. People will ask, hey, how do I know if I'm a narcissist or not? How do I know if I'm the narcissist in my relationship? Hey, my partner called me a narcissist. How do I know for certain that it's not me and it's them? You know what I mean? It's not me, it's them. And things of that nature. So you see the mindset of it goes the way it goes right here. So most people, psychologists, therapists, a lot of people on the internet will tell you, if you're asking the question, am I a narcissist? More than likely, you're not. That's what they'll tell you. That's what they'll tell you. And look, I am not disagreeing with that point, y'all. I'm just trying to add some nuance to it to give a little perspective to it. Because, yeah, you hear a lot of psychologists and people say, hey, look, because you ask that question, most narcissists don't have the ability to self-reflect deeply. So most narcissists wouldn't ask themselves that question. So because you're asking that question, it seems like you have the ability to self-reflect, you know. So this is my part of nuance right here. I just don't think, like, if you tell this to a therapist, if you go to a therapist's office and you say, hey, look, my partner says I'm a narcissist, what can I do? Or I think I'm a narcissist, what can I do? I don't think therapists should just automatically disqualify narcissism right there. That's just, again, y'all, this is my personal perspective. I feel like it doesn't make, like I said, I'm not saying that you're a narcissist because you asked that question. I think that they should go ahead and clear you of it. Just say, hey, look, if you think that, let's get you clear. Let's take a psyche eval. But therapists are going to do what they need to do. I love therapy. I recommend therapy to everybody. But I asked, this is the reason, y'all. I think every self-aware narcissist that I've talked to or I've interacted with has asked themselves that question. Or somebody has told us that we are narcissists. And we start asking ourselves that question, too. Like, hey, my wife told me, she's like, it's so damn hard living with a narcissist. I was like, what the hell? You're a narcissist. Because I didn't realize what it was. I thought narcissists were just cocky, conceited people. I said, what the hell? You're a narcissist. It's hard living with you. Blah, 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 boo, 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 beep, beep, beep. You know, I went off. But I was like, it's hard living with you. You're the narcissist here. So in that dynamic, y'all, so in that mindset, when she left, I looked it up. I got curious. I got a message on my Twitter that I sent to one of my good friends back in the day. I asked her, like, do you think I'm a narcissist? I asked her. I sent an email to my therapist and said, hey, look, this is before I got diagnosed. I said, hey, look, I'm 99.5% certain that I have narcissistic personality disorder. And I'm so glad that she didn't. I'm so glad that she didn't just disqualify and just say, hey, no, you're not a narcissist. But you didn't ask that. You asked that question. That means you're not a narcissist. She said, come on in. Let's figure it out. And I took a psyche eval. I talked to her, took a psyche eval, narcissistic personality disorder. And I'm not saying that you are a narcissist because you asked that question. I'm saying, listen to the psychologist and listen to the therapist. But I'm just saying, ask yourself why you're asking this question. I feel like here's the nuance for you as well. I don't think psychologists suggest disqualify it when you ask that question. But here's the nuance that I'm trying to add to it. Why are you asking yourself that question? Yes, you are self-reflecting right now, and most narcissists lack the ability to self-reflect. Some very rarely do we self-reflect. I have a personality disorder. I have it. And very rarely do we self-reflect. But ask yourself, why are you asking this question right here? Did somebody tell you that you're a narcissist to try to pass, did the person that's telling you that you're a narcissist, are they projecting their behaviors onto you? Is it really them confusing you and gaslighting the hell out of you and telling you that you're the narcissist because you're not tolerating their behaviors anymore, because they don't feel love from you anymore, because you're not the same around them? Hey, you act differently around me than you do your friends. Your friends get the live version of you. Your friend get the happy version of you. When we get into the house, it's complete silence. You don't even talk to me no more. Ask yourself those questions. Why don't you talk to them anymore? Why do you feel more comfortable around your friends? Can you be yourself around your friends more than your partner? Are you being stifled in your relationship? Are you silent to your partner, or are you less likely to talk to your partner because you know they're not going to validate you anyway? You know that this partner that you're dealing with right now, if you open your mouth and try to talk about your feelings, they're going to shut you down. Hey, can you do this for me? They're going to shut you down. Hey, can you support me in this? They're going to shut you down. Is that why you're silent? Or are you silent because you don't care? Are you silent because you're faking being good? So this is the opposite right here. Narcissists are typically their true selves, their genuine selves. The toxicity comes out to their family members and the close people, comes out more to them. They are faking out in public, being good people and things like that to other people. The opposite is true for the non-narcissistic person. You are being real in public, and you at home, you have to become somebody else to defend yourself against the toxicity. So ask yourself that question. If you're asking yourself the question, am I a narcissist? Where did the question come from? Observe your behaviors and compare them to the person you're with. Because a lot of times, the narcissistic person in your life, projects their behaviors onto you and tries to convince you that you're the narcissist. Ask yourself these questions. Are they really the toxic one right there? This is what I'm saying, y'all. Of course, go to therapy. If they're asking you these questions, a good therapist should be able to weed it out for you. If you ask this question, a therapist says, hey, come on in here. Tell them the truth. And just say, hey, look, I'm in here because my partner said I was a narcissist. And this is what happened right here. Like, they've been holding a grudge against me for 10 years. And they've been manipulated. It just seemed like they've been like, I did this one wrong thing and it's been used against me for years. They've been lying to me. They've been manipulating me. They've been doing this to me. Am I a narcissist? Help me so I can stop being manipulative to my partner. Well, you don't sound like you're being manipulative to your partner. It sounds like you're being manipulated. So if you're asking yourself that question, yeah, it might mean that you're not a narcissist, but it might also mean that this person that you're with is projecting their behaviors onto you. So I'm telling everybody to go to therapy if you can't go to therapy just in case. If you can't go to therapy, you can't afford therapy, write this stuff down. Write down the truth about what you've been experiencing. The truth about what you were experiencing in your relationship dynamic. But what you're experiencing in your life with this person. Do your friends and family think that you are toxic? Or have you been isolated and now you no longer have a relationship with your friends and family because they don't like your partner? We don't really like them. These are questions you need to ask. I'm not saying, again, y'all, like I said in the beginning, I preface this by saying, listen, more than likely, you are not the narcissistic person. Just like everybody else says, more than likely, if you're asking the question, am I a narcissist? More than likely, you are not the narcissistic person. But ask yourself where this came from. Ask yourself where it came from. Ask yourself, where did this question come from? Is my partner really, really the toxic one projecting these behaviors onto me? Or are you the cheater? Are you the liar? Or have you been lying to them and cheating on them? Have you been abusive to them? Have you put your hands on them? You see what I'm saying? Go to therapy. Figure this out. Look, here you go right here. Are you open to going to therapy? Are you actually open to going to therapy in case you are the narcissist to work on it? That's the ability to self-reflect and work on yourself. You see, you disqualify yourself. Take the steps to disqualify, y'all. Okay, I'm self-reflective and I'm willing to work on it. You can disqualify it right there. Go to therapy. Work on it. I'm self-reflective. I can acknowledge some of the bad stuff that I've done in the relationship, but most of the stuff come from them. Most of the stuff, I'm trying to duck and dodge. I'm duck, dodging, dip, duck, dodge. I'm doing the 5 Ds. Dip, duck, dodge, dip, and dive. You know what I mean? In this relationship, ask yourself the pertinent questions that can help you heal and help you move forward, y'all. Seriously. Because this is like, it could be the difference between life and death. You can be in these toxic relationships and they can drive you out of your goddamn mind crazy. Trying to convince you that you're the narcissist the whole time. Like, you confused as hell. Y'all talk to so many people who I get on Zooms with. Yeah, my partner said I'm a narcissist. And they start telling me the story. I'm like, hey, if you're telling me the truth, go to therapy. Have you been lying and cheating to your partner? Have you manipulated your partner? No, they say I have. I haven't cheated, but they consider, I had a male friend when we first met. They considered that cheating. And did you sleep with him? No, I just had a male friend. They said, I can't have male friends. I can't have female friends. They said that was cheating. And because I had that friend, they've been convincing me that I cheated on them for years. They've been using that against me. They said I've been unfaithful since the very beginning. They don't know why they're with me. Y'all, ask yourself realistic questions. Take the positive steps in the right directions. Are you empathetic? Don't just say, am I a narcissist and disqualify. Are you empathetic? Do you truly care about people from a genuine nature? Can you feel their empathy? Can you feel their feelings on an emotional level? Are you helpful? Like, ask yourself all the questions that narcissists won't ask themselves. Self-reflect and go deeper. Don't just say, am I a narcissist and eliminate. Ask yourself, because you could be getting manipulated. Am I a narcissist? You could be the victim of a narcissist that's manipulating you into trying to take accountability for the stuff that they're doing to you. You see what I'm saying? Ask yourself these questions, y'all, because they can help you heal. But anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning into another episode. I'm sweating like bruh. I wore my I'm a wear shirt, y'all. Again, y'all, listen to the therapist, because more than likely, if you're asking that question, you're not the narcissist. But I'm just saying, go to therapy, eliminate it, and it can help you guide you to what the actual truth of the matter going on. Because, you know, what the truth of the matter is. Because you might not be a narcissist. You might actually be dealing with a narcissistic, toxic person that's been gaslighting you and manipulating you and trying to get you to take accountability for what they've been doing to you. Like and subscribe for more, y'all. Mental Illness is out. Peace.